patient name, Joselius, spelled J-O-S-E-L-U-I-S. Last name, Saavedra, S-A-A-V-E-D-R-A. Date of birth, 2/22/13. Date of service, 12/4/23. This is a 10-year-old young man. Mom and patient are here complaining that he has pimples all over his back and they seem to be very itchy. Also, he also has a cough. They're wanting to get something that may get rid of the acne on his back. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none. Medical history negative, surgical history, tonsillectomy. His symptoms have been recent. The acne on his back has been ongoing for many weeks. However, the cough just started this morning. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. No fevers. Maintains his normal everyday activities. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He is obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. However, patient does possess acanthosis nigricans. He is advised to follow up with his primary care physician for this. Period, new paragraph. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, lungs are clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph, examination of the back. He has scattered acne vulgaris over the back. I've advised that I'd like him to start using an antibacterial soap. I will prescribe clindamycin, and I've asked him to take a picture of his back tonight. And then that would be great for comparison in another 3 weeks. Period, paragraph, assessment, implant, acne vulgaris, clindamycin 300 BID for 21 days. Period, paragraph, cough, Bromfed DM 7.5 ml, QID, PRN, cough. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed, and he is to follow up with the acanthosis nigricans at a primary care physician.